upper90studios.com.
Fantasy Premier League tips and cheats. On today's show, our top three countdown, who are the top three picks for Game Week 8. We'll talk team tactics, players to watch, red flags, and captain analysis. The top FPL tips to give you a competitive advantage.
Top three countdown.
Let's begin with our top three countdown. Who are the top three picks for Game Week 8?
At number three, Kevin De Bruyne.
Last week, Manchester City lost 4-1. De Bruyne started off on the right with Yaya Toure in the hole behind Aguero. We were concerned he might be less effective out wide, but he scored and he was our captain, which meant 14 points. Take a look at his numbers. 3 goals in 3 games. We watched him closely Game Week 6, and that was enough for us to bring him in. We brought him in for Game Week 7 to replace David Silva. We didn't want to take any more chances with Silva because he already missed 2 weeks for us. What are your thoughts on De Bruyne, and how can David Silva affect his numbers?
Kevin De Bruyne has been Manchester City's best player the last couple games.
Yep.
Silva, if he's healthy, he's going to play. Silva has been out injured the last couple games. They've lost them.
Yeah, they're not the same team without him.
Once he comes back, and he will come back, because they need him, what happens to Kevin De Bruyne then?
We can't take any more gambles with Silva. We sold him. We're glad we did because he missed out. And we still believe that even if Silva comes back, Kevin De Bruyne is going to step in. Yeah, he's going to be forced out wide, but he loves to drift inside. He's always looking to take shots, and he has the creativity to make that final pass that unlocks defenses. He's a game changer.
Number 2, Alexis Sanchez.
A hat trick alone is probably enough to make it into the top three of our list. But he followed it up with another goal and an assist midweek in the Champions League. The goals are finally coming for him, and we're thankful that he's already on our team, so we don't have to worry about that. Do you think Sanchez is back?
He was one of my transfers in.
Oh.
So I got rid of Yaya Toure. He's dipped in form, and yeah. Sanchez coming off a hat trick. He doesn't look like Arsenal's best player. He is Arsenal's best player at the moment.
He's been their best player. Hit the post twice in the first 7 minutes recently. He's been incredibly unlucky.
And number 1, Juan Mata.
Probably the most consistent performer in FPL this season. He scored again last week against Sunderland, plus he had an assist and maximum bonus points. Remember, he went through a really dark spell with Louis van Gaal. Did you ever think he wasn't going to make it?
Before I talk about that, I just want to point out that he earned me 28 points last week, so...
But the average scores have been so low this season in FPL that captain choice can really make or break your whole week.
Not to mention the triple captain chip that you can use this year.
The triple captainship, this is one you should probably hold on to until later in the season when you have a double game week. Imagine captaining him during a double game week and you already made 28 points on the first game and then you still have another game to go.
Team tactics.
2 huge games on Sunday, Arsenal against Manchester United, Everton versus Liverpool. Do you see any goals in the Arsenal-United game?
Both teams have shown pretty good firepower up front, but not a lot defensively. So, yeah, it could be really an interesting matchup.
Yeah, United has Martial. He pushes defenders back with his pace. He's strong. And that opens up space for Rooney. And Rooney just scored Game Week 7 after a long goal drought. But it's also helped Memphis because the attention has now shifted from him a little bit. He has a little bit more time on the ball. And of course, we spoke about Mata and what he brings to their attack. We're starting to get a feel for this game and what the score is going to be. Koscielny now pulled his hamstring yesterday in the Champions League. If he's out, he's going to be a huge loss for Arsenal at the back. For Arsenal, Sanchez is flying after a hat trick. He scored again in the Champions League and he had an assist, I believe. And then Walcott is also another dangerous player. He scored last week and again in the Champions League. So Arsenal against United, score prediction.
Well, it really depends on what's going to happen for Manchester United during the Champions League.
Numbers, please.
5-2, Manchester United.
5-2.
I really think it's doable. 5-2. I'm going to stick with it. 5-2. I'm going to be... Watch this prediction.
Very good. Well, I hope you're right because it's going to be exciting and it's going to be good for my team. But my prediction is 2-1 United, Memphis 1, Martial 1, assist to Mata. For Arsenal, Walcott probably scores. Hopefully, Sanchez assist.
Ones to watch.
Daniel Sturridge scored 2 goals last week, has the best goals per game ratio of any Liverpool player in Premier League history. Do you think he's worth a risk?
He's back. It seems like he's back. I think he's healthy, but we will see.
Yeah, we would love to get him back. The season with Suarez, we had Suarez and Sturridge. That was incredible. That was a fun season. But we're not going to get him just yet. We want to see that he can get a good run of games going.
Yep, that's the key.
Dimitri Payet, 8 points last week. He's now the second highest scoring player in FPL. Do you have Payet on your team?
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't know much about him, but he's the perfect example of what's happening in the Premier League this year, right? You've got these mid-table teams with a ton of money from TV rights,
yeah,
and they're going out and getting these best players from really good teams outside the UK, and it's actually good to see. It's going to make the league more competitive, but you know, he's a perfect example of an amazing player playing for a mid-table team that's going to improve it tremendously.
Well, we didn't know much about him either, but then we used our wild card and we had to do some research and we found out a couple of really interesting things. In 2014-15, Payet created more chances than any other player in Europe's top five leagues. In addition to his 7 goals, he added 17 assists last year.
Red flags.
We've given you our top picks, but who are the ones to keep a closer eye on? The red flags.
Hazard for me.
Yeah, Hazard. You know something's going on at Chelsea when Ramirez is your best attacking player.
he's been great the last couple
games. He's been incredible. The goal he scored?
Yeah, you know what wouldn't surprise me about Jose Mourinho? Well, nothing would surprise me about Jose Mourinho. But the thing that really wouldn't surprise me is if Ramirez started getting that start and he moved Willian out wide and sat Hazard on his bench where he belongs, because he's been absolutely atrocious this season.
Well, you just brought up a really good point. Willian. I don't understand why Mourinho benched him. Well, I do understand it's Pedro and you have Hazard, but you have to make the hard decisions, and he's not doing it this year. Speaking of goals, who's your other red flag?
Sergio Aguero.
Completely disagree, but why?
Sergio Aguero, again, similar to Hazard, I don't understand these small, powerful players this season. They're just not at the level they were last year.
They don't have that explosiveness. Well, we completely disagree with you on Aguero, which leads us to our final segment.
Captain Analysis.
We've done really well with our captain choices recently. 2 weeks ago, we picked Payet away at Manchester City. At the time, City was undefeated. 11 goals scored, none conceded. But West Ham had beaten Arsenal 2-0 at the Emirates and Liverpool at Anfield 3-0. So we gave it a shot, and Payet came through for us with an assist, green arrows. Last week, we captained De Bruyne away at Tottenham, and they lost 4-1, but he scored. 14 points, more green arrows. This week, when everyone's giving up on him, Sergio Aguero. He has 2 nice home fixtures, which is the perfect time for him to end his run of games without a goal. Then he goes to Old Trafford, and he always scores against United. I think he scored 2 at Old Trafford last season. Another reason is United faces Arsenal on Sunday, so a win over Newcastle on Saturday would put City back at the top, so you know they're going to go for it. Like Rooney, Kane, Lukaku, Alexis Sanchez last week, we're tipping Aguero to bring us huge points this week. Who's your GW8 captain?
I may change my mind at the last minute, but for right now, it's Mahrez. But you know, based on my prediction of 5-2 to United, I could change that to Mata. He was good to me this week.
Based on the Arsenal-United prediction you made, I would say do not captain Mata.
Challenge accepted.
Amp up your FPL game by subscribing to us on YouTube or bookmark the Fantasy League tab on our website, upper90studios.com. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain simply by using our tips and applying them to your daily fantasy team. See you soon.